T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Styles.
Thank you. Trying to pick up some money this morning. Sandy from Algonquin. What's going on?
Well, I'm just so nervous, but I'm excited because this is like so cool. I never thought I'd get actually called.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, how about this? If you beat me this morning, we'll throw $700 your way.
Wow, that would be amazing.
I actually live in Elgin, so I could drive it to Algonquin, not too far.
I know, and actually the funny thing is, I'm actually in Elgin right now.
Get out of here!
What?
I am, really.
The stars are all aligned right now. All right, kick him out of the studio. Let's get you paid.
Okay, hasta la vista.
Five questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. Thanks going out to Geico. Are you ready, Sandy, with question number one?
Okay, go ahead.
Both Scotty McCreery and Mitchell Tenpenny both said in a recent interview that they think that Break Up in the End was the best song of last year. Who sings the song Break Up in the End?
I'm going to go with Jan and Jay.
Brett Eldridge says that he's starting his 2019 by going back to 2002. He's getting rid of his smartphone and replacing it with what?
Oh, it's a flip phone.
Do you have a flip phone?
No, but I actually think that he has a great idea with that.
I love that idea. I agree. Actor, who played Captain Kirk on Star Trek, released a country album last August. I didn't know that. He's also making his Grand Ole Opry debut on February 14th. Name him.
William Shatner.
Justin Moore says that he hopes to stop using as many four-letter cuss words this year than he did last year. How many studio albums does Justin Moore have?
Six.
And let's close it out. Miley Cyrus got married over the holidays. What is the name of her new husband?
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot that. But he's a really young guy.
Let me write that down. A really young guy. Got it. Let's bring Roman back in the studio. You got 2 out of 5.
Wow.
A couple of these questions were pretty tough, though. All right, here we go. Both Scotty McCreery and Mitchell Tenpenny both said in a recent interview that they think Break Up in the End was the best song of last year. Who sings the song?
I actually agree. That's Cole Swindell.
All right, you're down one so far, Sandy. Going into question number two, Brett Eldridge says that he's starting his 2019 by going back to 2002. He's getting rid of his smartphone and replacing it with what?
A flip phone.
That's right. Sandy, you got that one right, so you're down one. Going into question number three, which, by the way, Sandy, you got right.
Woohoo!
This actor, who played Captain Kirk on Star Trek, released a country album last August and is making his Grand Ole Opry debut on February 14th. Name him.
Is that William Shatner?
All right, so Sandy, let me break it down like this. You're down one going into 4 and 5, and you got 4 and 5 wrong. How you feel?
Well, I think that I probably won't be winning.
Yeah, I think mathematically it's a certainty.
Justin Moore says that he hopes to stop using as many four-letter cuss words this year than he did last year. How many studio albums has Justin Moore released?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess and say 4.
Hell of a guess.
Really?
That is the correct answer.
Oh my goodness.
And let's close it out. Miley Cyrus, she got married over the holidays. What's the name of her husband?
Oh, Liam. I forget his last name.
That don't matter anyway. Liam Hemsworth. She is off the market. And Sandy, unfortunately, no cash is coming out to Algonquin today.
Nope.
I win the game, but you win a pair of tickets for our new country night out starring Jimmy Allen at Joe's on Weed.
Woo! That is so cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ticks are yours when you close out our game.
I'm Sandy from Algonquin, and I flunked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Your turn.
Text COLLEGE to 44995 to enroll in a future class of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
With US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.